This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Dear Audrey, I'm writing to you on behalf of the deserving rich in Sunday's Well. We were reading a piece in the Examiner recently about the renovations of the shaky bridge. Now, I'm sure a poor Examiner journalist isn't familiar with the burdens of wealth, but taking the shaky bridge out of action means I have no easy way to get my £5,000 poodle out for a trot around Fitzgerald's Park. My poor dog walker's wrecked from walking all the way down to the North Mall. Can we get a temporary ferry put in? Paul, Sunday's Well.
I rang City Hall there and said to the woman on reception, there's a guy from Sunday's Well struggling to get his poodle out in Fitzgerald's Park. She said, hang on, I'll put you through to our anti-flasher hotline.
How are we going on? Herself has decided to broaden her mind for the new year, and didn't she start reading the English newspapers? Sure, there was a time you'd be shot for it. Anyway, she saw this story in the London Independent, no less, which said that growing pampas grass outside your house is a signal to people that you are swingers. That's what the English call letting your neighbour have a go off your wife. Well, we have this pampas grass at the end of our own drive, and now that I think about it, didn't Timpat call here Monday with his wife, him on a lead, herself in the leathers? Do you think they've got the wrong idea? Dan Paddy Andy, go out beyond Dunmanway until you see a man who only has laces in one of his boots.
I rang the HQ of the Irish Swingers Association there and said, can you tell if someone is a swinger just by looking at their house? She said, that won't work here in Kinsale, all the houses are obscured. I said, by what? She said, pampas grass.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just inherited £5 million from a distant relative whose family motto translates as proudly living off the proceeds of slavery for over 400 years. I'm sure this seems like a lot of money to a suburban spud muncher like yourself, but I can assure you it would barely buy one a government minister over here. That said, I've decided to put it beyond the reach of the Inland Revenue, as I've subsidised towns like Dundee all my life without a single thanks a lot, pal, from the gimpy locals. Bunty Horseface Price tells me I should buy a house in West Cork, while Tiggy Tacky Wilmington tells me all the value is in East Cork. Guidance, please. Lord Edmund de Servantsbanker, London, Wiltshire, and heaps of Scotland.
My cousin's in real estate, which is another way of saying he didn't get the points for arts. I said, what's the best way to explain to someone why property prices are cheaper in East Cork? He said, bring them to y'all.
Hey, it's Ken here from Douglas Road Doctors with American accents. I just bought two apartments for cash, and there is nothing you can do to stop me. This TV guy reached out to me yesterday and said, Dr. Ken, we want you to appear in a new reality show called Professionals Dating Poor People. I said, TV guy, this is my name all over it, because my girlfriend is from Passage West. One problem, though, her mother, the ma'am, will hate the term poor people. That's gotta go. He said, no can do, Dr. Ken. We've already toned it down from hopeless scum. How can I sell this idea to my girlfriend and the ma'am? Dr. Ken, Douglas Road.
I just rang the posh cousin there and filled her in on the details. She said, what's the ma'am's problem? I said, I suppose she's afraid that by appearing on the show she'll give Passage West a bad reputation. She said, excuse me while I actually pee myself laughing. She's too posh to piss.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.